SRN News, I'm John Scott. One Middle East expert says a war between Israel and Lebanon is only a matter of time, and time is running out.
We are now, 30 seconds to midnight.
Jonathan Shanzer with the Federation for the Defense of Democracy says the clock has been ticking since the day Hamas invaded Israel.
The moment that the war began in the south, Hezbollah said, okay, well, we're going to join in as well.
Now Israel being forced into a war with a terrorist fighting force it estimates to be about the size of an average European army.
This is no joke here. This is Iran's most prized proxy.
Shanter tells the Salem Radio Network Hezbollah is effectively a state army as it has taken over Lebanon. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the open southern border results in the death of a Texas girl.
The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela and were living in Houston illegally. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in a creek on Thursday. The men are both in jail on a $1 million bond.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. The first weekend of summer brought a tragic yet familiar pattern for American cities racked by gun violence. Mass shootings over the weekend left dozens dead or wounded at a party in Alabama, an entertainment district in Ohio, and a grocery in Arkansas. It was the second straight weekend that saw an outbreak of mass shootings across the U.S. A hiker missing for 10 days has been found safe in the mountains of Northern California. Lucas McClish left the rural community of Boulder Creek for a hike on June 11th, was reported missing June 16th. He was found in Big Basin Redwood State Park. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 294 points. The NASDAQ 121 points in the red. This is SRN News. Israelis seek the gospel.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has told a group of evangelicals they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of the 2024 election, urging them at one point to go and vote, Christians, please. He also endorsed displaying the Ten Commandments in schools and elsewhere. Mr. Trump, speaking at the Road to Majority Conference of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, drew cheers as he invoked the commandments. This is SRN News. A cargo ship moving again months after it hit a bridge in Maryland.
Dolly, the cargo ship, left Baltimore this morning for Virginia, where it'll be repaired nearly 3 months after it lost power and crashed into one of the Francis Scott Key Bridge's supporting columns, causing the bridge to collapse. The Dolly had help this morning from four tugboats. You may remember that the ship lost power on March 26th and crashed into the bridge, killing six construction workers. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating, and the FBI launched a criminal investigation. I'm Rita Foley.
A former University of Arizona graduate student convicted of fatally shooting a hydrology professor awaiting his sentence. Prosecutors say 48-year-old Murad Dervish should get life in prison without parole. The jury found Dervish guilty of first-degree murder in the 2022 death of 52-year-old Thomas Meixner. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.